is on page 352 in the text, chapter 17, section 2. All right. The section talks about the real world, which is the forgiven world. And that's the coarsest term for the state of mind that is totally healed. It's the state of mind in which the decision maker has chosen to accept the atonement for itself. It's a state of mind in which everything here is perceived and experienced as being nothing but a dream, and that yourself is outside of the dream. Right? And it says, I'll read to you later, it says that you're in this state for such a short time you barely have time to thank God. So it says outside of time and space. Right? And how beautiful the world looks when you're there. Right? But this section also tells how one gets there. And just let me read to you that part of it. It's paragraph 5, sentence 2. So that's page 353, paragraph 5, sentence 2. The great transformer of perception, that's the Holy Spirit, will undertake with you the careful searching of the mind that made this world and uncover to you the seeming reasons for your making it. The way you reach the real world is by letting go of the world you made. You undo what never happened. And then the real world is the reflection of the beauty, the absolute beauty of heaven. The great transformer of perception will undertake with you the careful searching of the mind that made this world and uncover to you the seeming reasons for your making it. That's how you do it. You have to bring to him every unkind thought you have, every spot of darkness. Right? So sentence 4. Each spot his reason touches grows alive with beauty, and what seemed ugly in the darkness of your lack of reason is suddenly released to loveliness. Right? Reason in the course is a synonym for right-minded thinking, unless it's used as a synonym for cause, you know, the reason I do something. But otherwise, reason is a synonym for right-minded thinking. So we're asked to just let me read you the next line, not even what the Son of God made in insanity could be without a hidden spark of beauty that gentleness could release. We have a split mind. And our wrong mind made this world of ugliness and pain and suffering and death. But even that mind has a spot of beauty. Because we have a right mind. Everyone has a right mind. And that's that spark of beauty, that spot of beauty is released by your being gentle, by your being kind. But that kind gentleness has to be experienced and demonstrated to everyone and everything. That's how you reach the real world. That's how you ascend the ladder. Is you look at your investment in staying here and all the ways you use to justify your staying here, all the things that we do to clutter up our minds with non-existent problems, non-existent grievances, non-existent everything, to keep us rooted here because we're so afraid of ascending. And all we're asked to do is be honest. All we're asked to do is challenge, to be willing to question every value that we hold. And the ultimate value is our individuality, our specialness. And then the sub-values which contribute to that are the values of hate, the values of judgment, the values of feeling good when I torture somebody, when I punish somebody, when I get even with somebody. And just question it. That's all we're asked to do. And as we do that more and more, that releases the beauty that's in all of us. And then the world will look beautiful. It'll be softly brushed with beauty. Because we will have chosen the teacher of absolute beauty.